What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of What You're Gonna Watch. Today, my friends, we are reviewing Sophia the First. So, I'm sure we've at least heard of Sophia the First, or we watched Sophia the First when we were young or something. Yeah. So, why am I reviewing Sophia the First exactly? Well, that's a question I don't know how to answer, because I don't know. I just feel like reviewing Sophia the First because it's in my continue watching. So, that's what we're going to review. So, first off, me and my sister have been watching this show. You know, like, we decided to restart it. And, you know, actually, I never, like, younger, whenever I used to watch it, like, when I was younger, at least I think I have, you know, I never actually, like, finished it. And so, which is also why we also restarted it. You know? So, yeah. But, of course, you know, there's Sophia, and you know, by now, she's, like, I don't get it, right? So, she's, like, right now, she's, like, the bookkeeper of a library, you know, because she has a job of, like, finishing everybody's story, you know, like, getting them on the right track or something like that, right? And then she's also part of, this, like, other club, squad, whatever you want to call it, right? Where they, like, save people, you know, where they say help, whether they need help, getting water to wherever faster, they need help hurling their cows, or a cow ran off, or a sheep ran off, you know, they will go and retrieve them, right? She's part of that. And then, she's also part of this, other thing, which you see a whole lot more often than anything else, or actually the bookkeeping, you see that too. But, it's like this, I can't even remember what it's called, but, like, she's, like, the first human person, like, to ever, like, become one of them. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. And she, you know, she has a purple horse, miniature horse, named Minimus, right? And then, for her, thing, I can't remember what it's called, but she has this, like, unicorn, or not unicorn, it's a unicorn, and, I can't remember what his name is, but, you know, one episode, she couldn't decide who to ride, the unicorn, or Minimus, and, you know, she had to switch during the air, and then they thought of a great idea. So while she's solving, let's just say, Earth problems, she rides Minimus. And when she's solving the problems that are, you know, up in the clouds, the sky, you know, with all that stuff, she rides the unicorn. Yes, it is great. Anyways, but yeah. So, I should probably say my rating of this show. And there's definitely more than one season, so it's not like I can rate it a 9 out of 10, and it's a great show, so let's just rate it a 10 out of 10, shall we? Also, before you guys go, I have two more things to say. First, the website, which wgwcast.wordpress.com, is available. So, if you know you don't feel like opening Anchor, or wherever you're listening to this on, you can go there. And you can, either look at the episodes, there's a little, like, learn who your host is thing there. You can also become a guest, too. So if you want to review, a certain show, a certain movie, or something like that, all you have to do is, you know, your name, your email, so I can get in touch with you, and then your message, which is, like, if you have a question, or if you want to review a certain TV show or something like that. So, yeah. Again, it's wgwcast.wordpress.com. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Not really. It's the Sophia the First description. Here we go. Disney has featured many princesses in its TV shows and movies through the years, but never a little girl princess until now. This animated series features Sophia, an ordinary girl who becomes a princess overnight when her mom marries a king. The adventurous young girl, first introduced in the 2012 movie Sofia the First, Once Upon a Princess, must learn how to adjust to royal life. Offering Sofia words of wisdom are classic princesses, including Ariel, Bella, and Jasmine, who make special appearances as they help advise the younger princess during her transition to royalty. Throughout her journey, Sofia learns that it isn't having a title that imparts royal demeanor. It's having the characteristics of honesty, loyalty, compassion, and grace, and make one worthy of the role. So, oh yeah, something I didn't mention is, like, when she's in trouble and she, like, really doesn't know what to do, her charm bracelet makes someone appear. Like, one time, also, if she does a good deed, it gives her a good thing. If she does something bad, it curses her. And one time, she helped a little mermaid, and she was able to turn into a mermaid. These things stick forever. She also helped these little people, and she was able to turn tiny. But what they didn't know is someone was stuck in her amulet, right? And then once they got whoever was stuck in the amulet out, whatever she wished for, she got. Whether it was wishing to be big, whether it was wishing to do this, that, or this, she got it. Because there was no one in there to, like, compress her powers, I guess you could say. So, yeah. Well, I guess if you have a child, you know, to tell them to watch Sofia the First. Alright. Anyways, as always, if you have any show suggestions or questions, leave a voice message. And that's it for today's episode. WGW.wgwcast.wordpress.com